The Mishnah continues its discussion of different items which are found in various locations and what their status is assumed to be based on where and when they are found. An animal which is found in between Yerushalayim and a nearby city called Migdal Eder. And we're talking about an animal which is fit to be brought as a korban. And that same distance in every direction from Yerushalayim. Since that animal is very near to Yerushalayim, we assume that it came from there. And since the majority of animals in Yerushalayim are considered to be korbanos, this animal is also considered to be a korban. And therefore, zecharim, if it's a male korban, the majority of male korbanos are oilos, korbanos oila, and therefore, this is assumed to be a korban oila, and whoever finds it must bring it as a korban oila. Nekevos, if it is a female animal, zevchei shalomim, the person who finds it needs to bring it as a korban shalomim, since the majority of the korbanos in Yerushalayim, which are female, are korbanos shalomim. Even though korbanos chatos could be either female or male, as well as some other korbanos, it was much more common to bring korbanos oila, which are always male, and korbanos shlomim are also usually female. Not all of them, but most korbanos shlomim are brought as female animals, and since far more korbanos shlomim are brought than korbanos chatos, this animal is assumed to be a korban shlomim. Now we explain the Mishnah according to the simple reading, and this is indeed how most of the commentaries on the Mishnayos over here explain the Mishnah. However, the Gemara in Kiddushin does have a very different interpretation of this Mishnah, and the conclusion there is basically that you can never assume that an animal is a particular korban, and you would need to wait for it to develop a blemish, and sell it and buy a different korban, but you wouldn't be able to bring this animal itself as a korban. But that is not the simple interpretation of the Mishnah, and indeed most of the commentaries over here explain it according to the simple reading. Rabbi Yehuda says, Haro'i lipsochim, an animal which is fit to be brought as a korban Pesach, Pesachim, is considered to be a korban Pesach. If somebody finds that near to Yerushalayim or inside of Yerushalayim, he finds this lost animal, he needs to assume that it is a korban Pesach, as long as Kodul Regal Shleishim Yom. It's within 30 days before the Yom Tov of Pesach, and if he does find this lost animal, he is allowed to take it and actually bring it as a korban Pesach himself. If later on he finds out that it was actually owned by somebody, and he finds out who that person is, so he'll have to give him back the money for it. But he is allowed to bring that as a korban Pesach, since 30 days before every Yom Tov, one is supposed to start preparing for that Yom Tov, learning the laws, and so it's assumed that within 30 days people begin to designate their korban as Pesach, and if you find a lost animal which could be brought as a korban Pesach near to Yerushalayim, so you can assume that it's somebody who was travelling up to Yerushalayim and lost his animal on the way. Mishnah Hey, Barashayna originally Hayum Mashkilines Mitz Eha, which literally means they would take collateral from the people who find the animal, Achehu Mevin Nesocheha, until or unless he brings its Nesochim, the wine, flour, and oil which need to be brought with the animal. And what the Mishnah is saying is that if somebody found this animal, so he had to bring it as a korban. If let's say it's a regular male animal, so he has to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and bring it as a korban oila. Now when one brings a korban, he has to bring with it, depending on what korban it is, but he generally has to bring with it wine or flour mixed with oil. So these people found this animal, they didn't designate it themselves, but since they found it, they're now obligated to bring it as a korban, and they're going to have to pay for the flour and the oil and the wine. And so what happened was that people would start leaving it there in the Beis HaMikdash, they would bring the korban to the Beis HaMikdash, and run away without having brought the nesachim, the wine and the flour and the oil, which need to be brought with the korban. And so it's kinu beisin, the beisin instituted shiu nesachecha boi mishal tzibur, that the nesachim of such an animal which is found by somebody, but he himself did not designate it, the nesachim of such an animal would come from the public money, and this refers really to the shkolim money. We're actually going back to the main subject of the Masechta, the gift of the shkolim. So this is another use of the shkolim money, that it was used to provide for the nesachim of such an animal. Even though in general this money was only used for public needs, the Beis Din instituted that it would be used for this case as well, so that this korban would have nesachim brought with it.